This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. On October 1st, the province of Quebec held its general election for its legislative body, the National Assembly of Quebec. The results were historic. A 7-year-old center-right party that campaigned on limits to immigration won the most seats. That makes it the first time since the 1960s that power hasn't been held by either the Liberals or their Parti Québécois. And there are other big implications for the greater political landscape in Canada as well. Here to talk about it all is Jeffrey Ayers, professor of political science at St. Michael's College and an expert on Canadian politics. Hi, Jeff. Nice to talk with you again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So at the end of the day, on October 1st, a new party was in charge. And I say new party not just because it's different from the one that has been in charge, the Liberals, but because this is actually a relatively new party. Can you tell us about the CAQ, the Coalition Avenir Quebec, and what it stands for?
Yes, you're right. It's a relatively new party that was created in 2011 by its leader, François Legault. It's, I think, in many ways, exploited the spirit of change. I mean, this is clearly a change election, and it represents, as you pointed out earlier, a change in the province in that it's been decades since a right-of-center party that really ran on pretty standard conservative policies or right-of-center policies did this well. So their platform has included a commitment to tax cuts, reduction in school taxes, and increase in family allowance, potentially privatizing aspects of the healthcare system, and then particularly the focus on potentially cutting immigration by 20%. And there was a number of things there that I think attracted voters outside the traditional sovereigntist federalist split. So I think it was kind of brewing, but the Liberals had held power for a long time, and I think this was an opening for change that Quebec voters really opted for.
Well, you say really opted for, and certainly they did. The party got, what, 74 out of the province's 125 seats in the National Assembly?
They did. I mean, one of the interesting things about Canadian politics and provincially and federally is the percentage of the vote oftentimes doesn't correspond equally to the number of seats. So it was It's certainly a broad-based victory, and 74 seats is out of 125 in the Assemblée Nationale is significant, but the popular vote that the CAQ received was a little under 38%. So it wasn't nearly a majority of the vote, but it was still it's a significant victory. And the real surprise, I don't know anybody, any polls or any commentators that were predicting a majority government of this size.
So what does that mean for how people in Quebec feel about this government? If the CAQ is in power with, 38% of the vote, which, is not not a surprising way to have power, but how then do people in Quebec feel about following the policies of this party, which include, as you said, a reduction in the number of immigrants coming in to the province? And I think François Legault would even like to see some rules. So people who immigrants who come to Quebec have to pass a French and culture test within 3 years to stay.
Right. I think, taking a step back, the real couple quick comments to make is, first of all, I do think what else was going on here was an exhaustion, fatigue with the Liberals, the kind of incumbency syndrome that Couillard, the former premier, said himself. He look across the country and incumbents are falling. And so I think part of what happened, it's hard to read in and exactly what the future holds for this party since it's so new, but it certainly was a rejection of the longstanding Liberals. And also I think, I don't know if it was a rejection so much as an opportunity to not just vote either federal or sovereigntist. So there were some other trends going on here that I think one needs to take into account. But as well, I think the CAQ, what we will see, one of the interesting things on the campaign trail was while the François Legault talked about, he used identity politics, and he did promote the idea of cutting immigration and potentially banning public servants from wearing visible religious symbols. None of that's taken place yet. So, number one, the federal government, Canadian government, has a big role to play in immigration, and so that we're a long way from seeing immigration actually being cut at the provincial level. And then one of the bigger controversies, kind of related to the, use of identity politics in this campaign, is the potential at least within the last few days, the Legault said he would use what's called the notwithstanding clause so that Canada or Quebec could potentially opt out of the charter and pursue, again, banning public servants from wearing visible religious symbols. So there is some identity politics going on there. I think, at least in the short term, we have to wait and see what actually gets passed by his government in Quebec City.
Can you tell us a little bit more about François Legault and who he is, how he came to power?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because he's a successful business person, actually one of the wealthier. It's actually not as common in Canada or across provinces to have wealthy business people or wealthy individuals become politicians. Not as common as it is in the United States, but he's a fairly wealthy, successful business person who had actually been a member of the Parti Québécois in the past. I believe he was even a cabinet minister in the past under, I think it was Pauline Moreau. But he certainly shifted. I think, I think he also sees an opening. He started this party in 2011, and I think he ran on and is committed to, perhaps in part as a business person, some of these policies, again, that seem more center-right and that Quebecers haven't had an opportunity to vote for decades. So the slogan for his party, maintenant, the time is now, it's now, I think it really represented, he's a new face, he represents change, he's presenting to Quebecers or represented Quebecers options that were quite different than they've had for decades. So I think he's somebody who had patiently built this party. He seems to have veered away from separatism or secession, but he certainly is still a nationalist. He's somebody who's very strongly supportive of continuing to buttress Francophone national identity and support Francophone national concerns in the province.
So in terms of Legault, he's about to be the new premier, but the previous premier, Philippe Couillard, on Thursday stepped down from everything. He resigned as premier. He gave up the leadership of his party, the Liberal Party, and his seat in the National Assembly. What did he have to say?
Well, he said, I actually watched the election a week ago today. I watched his concession speech, and he, in part, I think, recognized honestly that this was a significant defeat for his party, for the Liberals. They'd been in power for 13 of the past 15 years. I was struck both in the concession speech and then in recent comments how conciliatory he was both to Francophone and Anglophone communities, how he gave his full support to Legault, and I actually don't think it's that surprising. Perhaps it's a little disappointing for the people in his riding who voted for him, but that he stepped down so quickly. But I actually, I think it makes some sense. I mean, this was a historic defeat. It's the worst showing for the provincial Liberal Party in Quebec since Confederation. They received barely a quarter of the popular vote, and he wasn't the only leader. The leader of the Parti Québécois stepped down as well after he didn't even win his seat. Wasn't reelected to his seat in Montreal. And part of the story there, one thing I should mention that's pretty interesting as well, is the rise of this, or the much greater success of this fourth party, the Quebec Solidaire Party. So part of what I think we see here is it's a populist election, a right-of-center populist victory by the CAQ, and also some significant success by this quite leftist party, Quebec Solidaire.
So, Jeff Ayers, we just have a couple of seconds left, but what does this mean in the context of larger Canadian politics?
That's a great question. So what commentators are saying, which I don't necessarily agree with, is this could be a real it's a real wake-up call to Justin Trudeau and the federal Liberals. And obviously we've seen Liberals go down to defeat now in Ontario and now in Quebec. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because I think Trudeau – Canadians as well as Quebecers vote differently federally and provincially. And I also think Trudeau and the Liberals are going to be benefiting a lot from the Trump effect, quite frankly. I think many more Canadians will be supportive of the Liberals and Trudeau as a differentiation from the United States under Trump versus the Conservative Party in Canada. And federally, the NDP is not doing well either. So I'm not convinced that this is something that the Liberals should be particularly concerned about. They're going to pay attention to it. They're certainly concerned. We could have talked a little bit about the new NAFTA. I think the impact on dairy farmers in Quebec could be something that liberals in Quebec need to be a little bit worried about at the federal level. But we have a year, but it's about a year between – a year is a long time, and the federal election is a year from now. So I think it's too early to say how this might impact it.
Well, we certainly have plenty of time to talk about the new free trade agreement as well. And that is going to be a significant issue. Jeffrey Ayers is a professor of political science at St. Michael's College in Colchester. Professor Ayers, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.